This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I mentioned an article I got from a friend, Mike, and the guy wrote, his name is Rip something. I've read his stuff before, like Rip McIntosh, in case you guys know who he is. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. This is the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Lots to discuss, but I always want to keep certain things on your brain. When I say lots to discuss, there's lots that happened over the weekend, but the more things change, the more they stay the same. Anybody want to take a bet that over the most holiest of weekends, that Chicago stopped killing people? You know, those religious blacks, because we're the most spiritual people in America, is what they say. 80% of blacks, when you poll people, black people have the most belief in church of anybody, and yet we have the most crime of any group per capita. In many cases, we have the most crime, period. But we're spiritual people. So you would think, oh, well, you know, we're going to stop killing each other, at least on Easter, right? Because most of us are Christians. I know in Chicago, there's the Nation of Islam and Muslims, or New York, there's a Nation of Islam and a few Muslims, but most blacks are Christians. So certainly on Easter, there'd be a moratorium on killing other black folks, right? Wait till I show you the numbers. On Nextdoor, Melissa was telling me, Nextdoor is like a neighborhood app that keeps you posted on what's going on. They say you can't say anything about anti-Black Lives Matter. If you want to talk about All Lives Matter or Blue Lives Matter, it can't be in the context of the negative against Black Lives Matter, number one. And number two, you cannot post. They say, this is explicit. You cannot post White Lives Matter. Yeah. Now, as far as BLM is concerned, it's a terrorist organization that is financed by a rich white Hungarian Jew or whatever the Soros is. And they want you to believe that black lives really matter more. It's just more Democrat lies. It's Democrat lies and what I will call contradictions. And that's what this guy wrote about. Says, you can't justify this insanity. We've become a nation that has lost its collective minds. We see other countries going socialist and collapsing, but it seems like a great plan to us. Leftists want to bring in a system that will collapse, and they are helping to collapse it by stealing your money in unprecedented numbers. I mean, there's the biggest money heist in the history of mankind. I don't know that there can be a bigger one. Unless people go into becoming slaves again. And there's a theory that that's what's going to happen. Do you think you're never going to be a slave? Let me give you a warning, folks listening, particularly you white folks. You are already slaves. See, I still reserve the right to say what the heck I want. And that's why partly why you come here. You're like, Kevin, you say the things I want to say, and I give you a little bit of that freedom, a glimpse of freedom. I feel like I'm coming to the plantation speaking to y'all because you are slaves. You work your butts off. They steal your money. They take your money. You have no say over how much of it are they going to take this 4 years versus the next 4 years. You have zero control over it. You think you do because you think you have a vote that they prove to you they can steal from you. And the minute you open your mouth, they call you a racist, a homophobe, or something that you're afraid to speak out about. And then they give you cancel culture that says, warning, you do this and I won't let you go about your life. Oh, and speaking of your life, I'll tell you when to travel. I'll tell you when you can go out to eat. I'll tell you when you can open your business. Hey, wake up, America. You are slaves. Now, the question is, are you a slave in your mentality? Look, I'm subject to some of the same rules. I couldn't fly to places I wanted to go. But you know what they will never do? They will never enslave this black man's mind. Because I'm always going to remember freedom. I'm always going to know the taste of it, that savory, delicious nectar, manna, food from the gods, because I will never, ever give up freedom in my brain. No way. You're not going to make my language go away. You're not going to take away anything from me that remotely resembles freedom. To heck with your mask. To heck with your vaccine. To heck with your travel. I'll travel through books. I'll travel through the internet. I'll travel in many other ways. And let me tell you, I'm going to always surround myself with people that think like I do and care like I do and love like I do. That's what I will do. Anyway, he goes on to say this. Somehow it's un-American for census to count how many Americans are in America. Common sense, right, that says don't count foreigners when you're trying to do appropriation for the state so you know where to put your representatives. But what did the left say? Nope, count them. Why? Because they know whose favor it's in. People who say there's no such thing as gender, he says, are demanding a female president. He's exactly right. They tout this asexual, agender, amorphous, whatever you want to call it, society. And then they, oh, Kamala Harris is the first woman this. She's the first black this. She's the first Indian this. Which is it? Pick your poison, leftist. See, I don't have a problem saying this is the first woman president or woman this or that. I think at some point, if you continue to point those things out, it shows weakness. Kevin, this is the first black so-and-so. Like I care. He's the first black president of a bank. Are you trying to tell me that blacks couldn't have been president of a bank? If you're telling me blacks couldn't be because they were restricted from it, I get it. But if you say he's the first president of a bank because he's black and he's the first one who's qualified, well, I don't agree. It's an interesting little tidbit. You know, if you want trivia. He's the shortest president ever. Okay, trivia. Do I care? Is this supposed to impact short people or what? That's what we do. And we allow it to happen. They talk about non-gender roles, and then what do we fight? They fight for women's rights. The women's rights. Where's our money? We want the same amount of money as everybody else. We're women. But then they want to talk about how strong they are as women. And you tell them, hey, you can get it all. All you got to do is start your own companies. How dare you? And then what? Become a capitalist? Let me tell you how men do it. We become capitalists. That's how we make more money. There's a lot more to dissect here. I'm going to try to get into some other stuff as well because there's a ton of news. But we got to bake these lessons in there because when people listen to this in posterity, and you will come back to the Kevin Jackson Network to hear it, I want you to hear the good stuff that I talk about.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. That's 800-929-9960. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. Again, that's 800-328-9420.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, to you listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I want to thank you guys for paying attention to the program, spreading the word, and we can't implore you enough to do that type of thing, because I'm going to talk about the stuff that's controversial that will not be allowed to get distributed. And so it's up to you to get it out there, because I'm not going to shut down. It was funny. I was talking to president of a network and we were talking about TV shows, and he made a comment to me. He goes, well, we'll do shows, but we just, as long as you're not talking about voter fraud and stuff like that. And I looked at him like, that's exactly what we would be talking about. And, because he's worried about the distribution of the shows. Will we be able to get people to watch? And I'm like, this is insane. Stop, worrying about that kind of thing. 80 million people want this. By the way, I got the new numbers. I don't know if you guys saw this. Supposedly, we've reached over 100 million people have gotten a shot in America for the Wu flu. I don't believe that for one second. 100 million people have gotten this shot, they say. I'm talking about contradictions, and I want to continue on this. We're going to talk about it the entire hour, and I'll weave in stories in between so you have an idea of what these contradictions are. And by the way, I could do contradictions every day for every show. I could call this the contradiction show, and I would never run out of contradictions. I could let me just tease you with one. Where's the story about the Capitol Hill killer? You know, the Capitol Hill killer, the guy who ran over a police officer and then jumped out of his car and started wielding a big knife until they shot him? Did you know this story even happened? We're going to come back to it. This guy sends my friend Mike an email. He forwarded it to me. And he's talking about these things he doesn't understand about America. He's going, what's going on in this country? Have we lost our minds? Here's one. Universities that advocate for equality discriminate against Asian Americans in favor of blacks. He said African Americans, but you guys know I don't use that term. I love this one. He says some people are held responsible for things that happened before they were born, and other people are not held responsible for what they are doing right now. That's probably one of the most profound thing I can say to you right now is you're being held responsible for something you had nothing to do with, and people who have responsibility, they go out and do things. We know that they've done it, and nothing happens. I'll give you Jussie Smollett, for example, who staged a crime against him. It's been proven that he did it, and what happened? This guy is probably looking to get an Oscar or an Emmy or something for his role that he played in his own false accusation. Against whom? Against us. Trump supporters. In this case, two white guys. And what did he do? He used symbolism of slavery and oppression and the Ku Klux Klan and all that. Why? Because he wanted a fatter contract for himself. Caught red-handed. He goes on to say, criminals are caught and released to hurt more people, but stopping them is bad because it's a violation of their rights. Have you heard that? What do they do? Oh, well, he didn't have a daddy, and he grew up under bad circumstances. I'm going to tell you something. I grew up seeing some crazy crap in my life. Maybe not as crazy as everybody. I don't know how to compare it. But here's what I can always tell you. I knew right from wrong. I don't care what circumstances a kid grows up in. Give me your ghetto child who doesn't have the daddy, who grows up in gang culture, whatever, and I will tell you, that kid still knows right from wrong. Now, they may rationalize and say, well, hey, man, that's the law. That's what I saw growing up, so that's why I did. But you know right from wrong. You know, if you're in the hood, in other words, there's prison rules and then there's out of prison rules. And when you get out of prison, you know the out of prison rules. You may still use prison rules, but you know they no longer apply. He goes on to say this: people who have never owned slaves should pay reparations to people who've never been slaves. After legislating gender, if a dude pretends to be a woman, you are required to pretend with him. That's an interesting one, because that's exactly what we're all doing, is we're pretending. Let me tell you what the left does. They pretend that they give a crap about all this stuff. They don't. They find it just as invasive to their privacy. They don't know what to say and how to say it. Listen to them when they speak. They don't speak the way I speak. When I'm speaking to you, whether I speak behind closed doors or to your face, this is the way I speak to you. If you're David and you want to be Susan, I'm going to say, David, you can pretend to be Susan on your own. Kevin Jackson's gonna. I respect that you want to be that. I'll say I may not use your name, but I'm not gonna make you into something, and I'm certainly not gonna change the way I act towards you because you've got an issue and you want me to succumb to your issue. You're not gonna make that sale. If you know what I'm talking about, you listen to this program, you know what I tell you all the time. You're making sales. Either you're making a sale or somebody's making a sale to you. Either you're allowing a salesman to go uncontested with no competition, or you're going to throw him some competition. I mentioned that the show with Stabler, what's it called, Law and Order, and how now white people that were at the January 6th thing and voted for Trump are the scourge, they got to be on the terrorist watch list, right? Well, I refuse to watch that show. And not only that, I'm going to create a show that shows Antifa and Black Lives Matter as the bad guys. See, that's us putting something out there that says, I'm not going to buy your narrative and I'm going to go sell my own brand of what's really going on in this country. You want to know why the flickfest.com is so important? It's because it's one of the few things where pop culture gets challenged. The way pop culture has been infused into culture, it finally gets a challenger. It gets somebody willing to push back by doing what? Spewing lies from the right? No, by telling the truth. And let me tell you, righties listening to the program, we haven't been right on everything. We haven't been the most humane, the most Christ-like in dealing with the LGBT community, for example. We haven't. There are many places where we fail. I'm willing to tell those stories and admit it. I'll raise my hand and tell you I had views growing up about gays. And, you know, things that I've certainly been able to manage and understand better now. I don't hate the sinner. I hate the sin. And there was a time where I was probably one of those people that looked at gayety as oddball in a different way than I do now. We evolve. And it's okay. But we do evolve and become better human beings. Leftists don't evolve and become better human beings. They are still the duplicitous liars full of contradictions that we're going to still point out when we get back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States is vaccinating an average of 3.1 million people a day. That's how White House COVID-19 advisor Andy Slavitt opened a briefing.
Nearly 1 in 3 Americans and over 40% of adults have at least one shot.
Slavitt stressing that the coronavirus threat is still accelerated along with the distribution of vaccines. The Minneapolis police chief who called George Floyd's death a murder is taking the stand in the trial of his former officer, Derek Chauvin. Chief Madaria Arredondo fired Chauvin and three other officers the day after Floyd died. Madaria had previously stated that he would never be in the same room with Chauvin following Floyd's death. On the stand today, he said it's important to treat the public with dignity and be their guardians. You're listening to USA Radio News. Republicans on Capitol Hill are in favor of an infrastructure plan, just not the $2.25 trillion plan that President Biden put forth last week.
Republican lawmakers say there's too much money in the president's $2.25 trillion proposal for things other than infrastructure. Missouri Senator Roy Blunt said on Sunday that he'd like to see the plan reduced down to include just the infrastructure projects that have bipartisan support. Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves agrees. He tells CNN that while infrastructure is one of the vital functions of government, he believes the Biden plan will raise taxes more than it will build roads.
The problem with this particular plan, though, is although the Biden administration is calling it an infrastructure plan, it looks more like a $2 trillion tax hike plan to me. That's going to lead to significant challenges in our economy. It's going to lead to a slowing GDP, and it's going to lead to Americans losing significant numbers of jobs.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I can see, sir, keeping it focused on infrastructure, even in the broad sense you do about the Internet. I get that. But when I hear about spending better than $400 billion on the care for the elderly and the disabled, however meritorious that might be, also looking at tuition-free community college, also looking down the road at universal pre-K, what the heck does this have to do with any of that?
It has to do with educating our children. It has to do with taking care of the elderly. I don't understand. We aren't Eskimos. We aren't going to be caring about elderly
people. Is that infrastructure? That's what I'm saying. And does it blur the line so that you're losing support you might otherwise get if you kept it just focused on that?
It says the American Jobs Plan. The American Jobs Plan. This is all about jobs. It's not just about building buildings.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. That was a Congressional Black Circus member, James Clyburn. Jim Clyburn. And Cavuto's asking a very simple question. You're asking for trillions of dollars, and you're going to spend... It should be focused on infrastructure, and you've got billions going for elderly care, disabled care, free community college, and free pre-K. He's going, what's that got to do with infrastructure? Infrastructure is roads and bridges and, you know, buildings and whatever else. And he's saying to Cavuto, how dare you ask relevant questions about where the money that we've allocated is going to go? And why is it not going there? And then Clyburn says something that really gets me. He says, well, we aren't Eskimos. And Cavuto cuts him off. I would have let him finish that statement. We aren't Eskimos. What kind of racist comment is that against America's indigenous people from the North? We aren't Eskimos? It's called the American Jobs Plan. It's about infrastructure. Roads and bridges, which, by the way, didn't we already pay a bunch of money for infrastructure under Obama? How many billions and trillions of dollars now have we put on infrastructure? And I don't know about you, but I don't see the roads getting... Show me the gold. I want to see that gold road, because there's got to be one somewhere, because we keep dumping trillions of dollars into this stuff, and I ain't seeing it. I see lots of potholes. Just somebody help me here. Somebody tell me, won't you give me money? Oh, man, this is insane. We're talking about contradictions right now, folks. An email sent to a friend of mine who forwarded it to me. And, of course, I love getting ideas from people about stuff because, as I mentioned, being a leftist is nothing but contradictions. You live in contradictions. You also live with him as a leftist, like Joe Biden is president. There's not a leftist on the planet. that believes that Joe Biden was elected legitimately. Not one. They won't admit it to you, but they know it. They know it didn't happen. But see, they got to live with that lie. They got to live with that contradiction, because that's what leftists are about. They can't tell the truth. God forbid they tell the truth to themselves. They'd all commit suicide. It would be the biggest. It would be like China flipped the switch and all of them that got the Wu flu shot just died at the same time. Just bloop. They just roll over like roaches. Because that's what they are. They're roaches. This guy sends an email, and here's what he says. It was cool for Joe Biden to blackmail the president of Ukraine, but it's an impeachable offense if President Trump inquires about it. These are contradictions. By the way, I got a bunch of them. I got a bunch of them. We're going to go into some detail here. He says, people who have never been to college should pay the debts of college students who took out huge loans for degrees of real or questionable value. You're paying for this stuff. And now they want it free, but they want free community college because they can't disrupt that university system. But they can give more money to a lower level of it and make sure that the indoctrination continues there. Because, see, community college is indoctrinatable. It's people learning things they want to learn. And if they don't like it, they go, I'm going to do research on my own. They can challenge. It isn't a system the way the university system is set up. There's not a whole lot of research money and things like that. But if they can get money flowing into it, let me tell you something, people. They are trying to figure it out right now. How do we get the community colleges all communicating in the same way that we have the colleges and universities doing it? Tough to implement diversity, equity, and inclusion when it's community college because the community is the one who's going. They'll take anybody. As Chris Rock said, even hookers can go to community college. He goes on, immigrants with tuberculosis and polio are welcome, but you better be able to prove your dog is vaccinated. That was one that really got me because it's true. And see, I watch this show called, whatever, they get these people smugglers or whatever, but they try to smuggle stuff in. You should see what you have to go through to bring in meats into this country or anything, plants and stuff like that. If any bug comes out of a plant when you're coming through customs, if they're shipping product into the United States like produce and stuff, it's rejected. You can't bring fruit in from another country into the United States. Are you aware of that? I didn't know that. Certain countries, they won't let you bring it in. But you can walk across the border from Mexico with tuberculosis, scurvy. You could have all kinds of fruit. You could have pests, bugs in it. It doesn't matter. And nobody will say a word. But go to customs and look at our legal system and find out what you can't do. And then explain to me the contradictions. How could you possibly be a leftist and watch what we'd have to go through legally? And there's nobody that would argue it. I'd love to see Ocasio-Cortez go watch Miami Airport or LaGuardia, watch what they do in customs and tell us there's no reason to do that. Why don't you just let people in? Why don't you just let them walk in with drugs? Do you know how many people get stopped for drugs at any of the major airports in America in a single day? I don't have the answer, but I know it's lots of them. Why not just get rid of them? But you could bring drugs in through the open borders with no problem, but we got to stop it when you're coming to the country in a legal fashion. You understand the contradictions? He goes on to say, $5 billion for border security is too expensive, but $1.5 trillion for free health care, quote, free health care, is not. I love how the Democrats are so easy to put free on something. It's free because it's coming out of your pocket, not theirs. It's unbelievable how these people think. The woke generation, right? Why do I not feel that they're as woke as they think they are? You know they're not. He says Irish doctors and German engineers who want to immigrate to the U.S. must go through a rigorous vetting process, but any illiterate gangbanger who jumps the southern fence are welcome. says if you cheat to get into college, you go to prison. But if you cheat to get into the country, you go to college for free. These are the inconsistencies, folks. Let me ask, I asked a question earlier. Was there a recent shooting in Boulder? Does somebody want to remind me about that? Where 10 people were gunned down? Others were, I don't know what happened to the others, but I'm sure there were some who were wounded. Who committed this heinous act? What gun is to blame for this? Oh, well, it was a Muslim gun. See, Muslim guns are much more dangerous than regular guns. Where is this story? A mass murder, folks, happened only days ago. And we haven't even had a moment of grief about it. Remember when the guy who went into the church in South Carolina or somewhere and he shot up the black church? And we had a month of civil rights, you know, lectures and all kinds of stuff and Confederate flag waving. And they banned the flag after that. If you remember this. Not a single thing has gone on. There's no tribute to the 10 people who were killed here in Boulder, Colorado. Shot in a parking lot of a supermarket. Why? You know why. Because the dude is a Muslim. How much press would that have gotten if that guy had any tie to Trump, to the Confederacy? God forbid, to some white supremacist group? Wouldn't matter. Even if he shot up a bunch of white people, they'd have figured out a way to make a story about it. What's going on there, huh? Where's your God now, Moses? So, my question in all of this is, do you see the contradictions? And the question that begs after that is, what are you willing to do about it? Are you willing to fight for these contradictions? Because these are the things that you're trying to figure it out. It used to be your question to me were, Kevin, why do black people vote Democrat? You don't care anymore because you know your vote doesn't count. Now your question should be, how do they get away with this stuff? Well, I'm going to give you a hint, white people.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Contradictions. Hypocrisies. Call them whatever you want. It's what the left lives by. And they can't help it because they've been programmed to live the lie. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. And the beauty of what we do as conservatives is you don't have to live the lie. If you say, I want less taxes, and you fill out your taxes and you ask for every possible deduction, you're legit. A leftist that looks for every possible deduction is living a lie, a contradiction. You want to give away more money? Give away more money. There's a little slot on the form that says, do you want to donate more? Do they do it? Do they use it? Of course not. Because that would have to be them living the truth of what they believe. They're gangsters. Scam artists. When you look at the things where people get over on other folks and all the things that you wouldn't live your life to do. In other words, you're not looking for the scam. You're not looking for a way to take advantage of somebody. You might look for a deal, Like a guy says, hey, if you buy one more, I'll give you another one free. I'll take that deal. But you're not trying to figure out how to get it. Get it for free. That's what leftists do. And when you point this stuff out, they get mad at you. Why? Because you expose the ruse. You expose the lie. What if I told you, human nature, I don't want to be wrong. I don't want to be wrong. Neither do you. None of us, we want to be wrong. But you know what you learn to do as you get older, as you get more mature? You discipline the idea that you don't know every doggone thing. And so you say, oh, that's interesting. And you get to the point where you say, when I'm wrong, I want to learn. Leftists don't have that in them. When they're wrong, they don't want to learn. When they're wrong, they want to fight. This man writes this note to a friend of mine who forwarded it to me, and I'm just embellishing on it because it's spot on. It's things I talk about every single day. And I know people, he probably got it and said, you know, woo, this is really interesting and new. No, it isn't. It's not interesting and new. He's pointing out the things that you know subliminally. You may not formulate the ideas in the way that he does or the way that I do it on the fly, but you think it. He says, nothing makes sense anymore. I know that's how you feel. That's why you support what we do. And by the way, we appreciate it more than you could possibly know. I know there are many of you. One of my buddies, Albert, I'm not even going to say what he sent. But he sent a lot of dollars. And I know Albert's not rich. But he did it. It was amazing. I'm going to tell that story one day because he deserves a lot more than I'm able to give him. And he doesn't want... Here's the beauty of it. He doesn't want people to know. He doesn't. But many of you are out there, you're listening and you want to help and you do help. And you do it beyond your... I don't want to say beyond your capabilities because I don't want people to do that. I want you to pay your bills and, you know, because to help, you got to be able to take care of yourself. But sensibly helping, absolutely. Because let me tell you something. Nothing makes sense anymore, and it isn't going to, and they are stealing you blind. And if you think it's going to stop, it is not. He goes on to say there's no values, no morals, no civility. People are dying of a Chinese virus, he says, but it's racist to refer to it as Chinese, even though it began in China. We ran a thing that showed all the different diseases, the Spanish flu, the German measles, etc. Nobody said a word about it until now, in the new day of the woke generation, right? We're all so woke now. Doesn't it feel good to be so woke? To where everything you say is analyzed to a point of ad nauseum, that everything you've said in the past is gone and looked at in retrospect so it can be held against you. Don't you love this new woke thing that's going on, man? Well, let me ask you something, people over 50 years old. If you think you don't like it, ask yourself, what do you think your kids and your grandkids are going to like about it? I want you to project this farther into the future. Tell me what they're going to think. How can they live? How will your sons get along in this toxically masculine environment, et cetera, where they're looked at as guilty even on accusation of something, and they may not even know the girl that's accusing them? Because why? Because a believer, that's the new thing. You got to believe the girls. You got sons, you better worry about it. Oh, but wait a minute, Kevin. Aren't we not in this gender generation where we care? Isn't it gender fluidity? Maybe that's going to be their excuse. This is insane. He says we are clearly living in an upside down world where right is wrong and wrong is right, where moral is immoral and immoral is moral, where good is evil and evil is good, where killing murderers is wrong but killing innocent babies is right. Nothing new. Nothing profound in what he said there. The only thing that it does is it jars a few memory cells from time to time to make you remember all that is very real. It says, wake up, America, the great unsinkable ship, Titanic. America hit an iceberg, it's taking on water, and it's sinking fast. Well, I asked a question earlier, where's the story about the guy that killed 10 people in Boulder, Colorado? How much milk are we supposed to get out of that story? When it's a Muslim guy. See, we've moved on in the fake news cycle because they don't want you to concentrate on the fact that it was a Muslim who killed those people. They didn't even talk about gun control. Where are the two girls who killed that Uber driver? Oh, correction, two black girls who killed that Uber driver. Yeah. Will anything change in D.C. or elsewhere on this car theft that killed this Pakistani man? Let's remember how the left came to the defense, folks, of these two little innocent girls on their way to college, right? These two little innocent black thugs who wanted to steal a man's car who's out making a living, trying to live the American dream, and he gets killed. Hey, by the way, where's the story on that targeting Asian campaign for the two black guys who killed that old Asian guy in Oakland, California? Where's that story at? Kind of slipped through the news cycle, didn't it? Oh, pardon me, the fake news cycle. Yeah. What would the news report if those two black chicks, 13 and 15, were two trailer park trash white chicks? Oh, white people, don't get worried. I'm not trying to defend you. I'm just using you as an example. What would happen, huh? You heard about the Capitol Hill killer? The dude who ran through a barricade, ran over a police officer, then jumped out of his car and wielded a knife and got himself killed? Yeah. Black guy ran through a barricade, killed a white cop, black nationalists, Nation of Islam. Lots of other little things that will mean you don't get to hear his story, right? The Capitol Hill killer. Yep. Black nationalists. But the media is not reporting this double hate crime. It's a double hate crime. It's a black dude who hated cops and he hated white people. But it's not on the front page of any newspaper. Now, if you're thinking, Kevin, well, go, no wonder Congress needs protection. Well, think again. Congress wasn't on the Hill. He wasn't trying to get to Nancy Pelosi or Chuck Schumer. I want to wait and talk more about that. So I've given you a lot of stories that would be in the news, in the mainstream media for quite some time if Donald Trump were president, if we were in control. But since we aren't in control, you aren't hearing about these stories. Well, where would you hear about these stories? What should you hear about these stories? You should hear about it in a counterculture of news that's giving you the truth, that's giving you real statistics, that's telling you it is dangerous to be in cities around a certain demographic of people. It is more dangerous for cops in black neighborhoods and so on and so forth. Schools need more attention in black and brown neighborhoods, etc. But it isn't because of us. It's not because of what we do. It's because of the very people that are in control of them. Folks, these are the contradictions. It's our opportunity now to build this other culture and point them out. So whether you support theflickfest.com, whether you support seekingeducationalexcellence.com and get involved and get the parents of your grandchildren involved in things like this to help us to grow this thing so we can get rid of critical race theory and get this nation back to judging people by the content of its character, I suggest we take a look at that. Because if you don't get off the bench, if you don't understand that that the game is going on and you better get in it, you're going to look back in a few years and not going to recognize what you see. This is going to be it's already very different, but it can get worse.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.